Sacha Sanhedrin played Test Mishnah Vava. Garnei Betak Kasva. Somebody who steals one of the clay sharei, one of the kalim that is used in the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. Ba'mekalo ba'koysein. Somebody who is Mevarech Es Hashem with the name of an Avodah Zor. Ba'habayo Aram is somebody who is Boyo Eshikza. Kanon Pogimbo Zelat would kill one of these people. People that are Mekane Kinas Hashem could kill them. They could only kill them, though, if they are doing the act at that time, and only if the act is being done in front of 10 people, May Yisrael. If nobody kills somebody who is Boyo and Aramis, his punishment would be 4 separate Siyuli Malkis from Beth. Kohen Sheshinesh Betuma. A Kohen that did Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash while he is Tameh. Ain Echav HaKohen and Mevi'in Oso LeBezdin. His brother, the Kohen, would not bring him to Bezdin to be Mechayev and Malkis. Either the Chiyev Malkis for doing Avodah Betuma. Ella Perche Kuna Moitzin Oso Chutz LaHazara. Instead, the adolescent Kohen would take him out of the Azara. They would take him to kill him, and they can't kill him in the Azara, as we cannot have a mace in the Azara. Umaktien es mocho begzirin. They would then smash his brains in with sticks. Zor sheshimesh b'mikdash. Enan coin the diravoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva oimer b'chenek. Rabbi Akiva said there would be a chi of chenek for this. V'chachamim oimerim b'dei shamay. The Chachamim hold there is no chi of misas bezin for a zor that does avoda. Instead, there is a chi of misas b'dei shamay. Now, misa b'dei shamay is less severe than karis. And somebody who is chayav karis would die at a younger age than somebody who is chayav misa b'dei shamay. So too, there is a punishment for the children of somebody who is chayav karis. And also, somebody who is chayav karis would be punished after his death. Also, his soul would be punished. As opposed to somebody who is chayav misa b'dei shamay, there is no punishment for the children, and his misa would be a kapara. There would be no further punishment for this avera. Every Yisrael has a portion in the world to come. The Olam Haba that we're referring to over here is the Olam Haba after Tchias HaMesim, in which people will live forever. Olam Haba, there is no eating or drinking in. There is a guf, though. And Olam Haba consists of tzaddikim sitting with crowns on their head and benefiting from the luster of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Va'ameh kulam tzaddikim la'olam yirshu aretz. Your nation is all tzaddikim. They will forever inherit the eretz. The eretz that we are referring to over here is Eretz HaChayim, which is Olam Haba. Netzer matoy maise yodai lehisbar. Klai Yisrael is a sapling planted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu glorifies in Klai Yisrael. Ve'elu she'ein lahem chelek lo'olam haba. The following people do not have a portion in the world to come. Ha'omer ein tchiyas ha'meisim min ha'Torah. Somebody who said there is no tchiyas ha'meisim from the Torah, meaning to say that he is kofer in the midrashim that Chazal is doresh from Sukkim, that there is Tchias HaMesim, he says, that he does not believe in those drashas. Ve'ein Torah min HaShemayim. Somebody who does not believe that the Torah was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Shemayim, that he believes that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah on his own. Ba'apikoris. An apikoris is referring to somebody who is mevazeh, who disgraces Talmidei Chachamim, and certainly somebody who is mevazeh the Torah itself, does not have a portion in Olam Haba. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Afa Kore Bisparim Hachitzoinim. Rabbi Akiva said, so too. Somebody who reads Sifrei Minim, Farim that are written by Apikorsim, does not have a chelek in Olam Haba. V'halochesh al hamakev Oimer Kol hamachala asher samti v'mitzrayim v'osim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. Somebody who spits on a wound and whispers over the wound this pasuk, that call Machla Shasati bin Mitzrayim, every sickness that I put in Mitzrayim I will not put on you, because I, Hashem, cure you. Somebody who does this does not have a chelek in Olam Haba, since he said the Shem Hashem over the spit. Abashal Oimer Afa Hoige Es Hashem Be'osiyosa. Abashal says so too. Somebody who reads Hashem's name the way it is written, he too has no chelek in Olam Haba. This is only referring to if they do not do tshuva on their averus. But if one of these people does tshuva, he certainly does have a chelek in Olam Habah.